我记得顶着个农历，他才几几农历，当不我们了，就是没那么多月个几天着，我们住的，我在养老等个过年，草草呀的，养几个么了，个日子过，那就将就三百那么几么了，伢们两个人把印度，就呃呃，公布四两位，我在伢们的，我是，个日子过，你看许多些吧，所以印度，就咱们那，就是去这个时候呢，我这个他们你看许多些，就各种都就等着么呀，地当不。 我在店里就个七八老板上班的，工人，那边我都马上往七八下面的地里挖。我在店里，店地挖了，过年，江浦当春节个嘛，最上个月的，到，就是去这个哪里去挖。店地挖了，林里当的民工的江浦春节就当正月子去挖。我就给他，那顶着刚刚，他沿沿了等个。 沿了等个过年，嗯，啥啥呀啦？我就顶着刚刚我都照顾定的，就这个就让俺做做嘛，你看的些都是上万几几几，等你七八的时候嘛，这个项，我就在店里头嘛，大几当年学那些工人上不上就去，甚至上班当，我在顶着个过年，我就给他，嗯，就搁着这个，江浦当甚至都是上上个月的，我在顶着几个月的。
Now it is said that actually it's very important in the beginning of our practices to do some preliminaries, and we can find the detailed explanation of those preliminaries in the text of the Lamrim. So it is said that one begins one's day by first of all cleaning the place where one will do this practice. We clean the place and then we arrange the offerings in a pleasant way. After we arrange the offerings, it is important for us to adjust our motivation. So the activity that follows after the presentation of the arraying of the offerings is to go for refuge and generate the mind of bodhicitta. These are preliminary activities. And then we can see that actually these types of preliminary activities for accumulating merit for purification are also presented here in this prayer in the form of the seven limb practices. So, as we said, it's quite important in the beginning to adjust one's motivations, and having set firmly one's motivation, one can start with those practices of accumulating merit through the seven limb prayer. And if you go into verse 12, you will actually see the dedication of those practices. And this verse actually presents in a very concise way all of these practices. So it says, whatever little virtue I have accumulated through prostrating, making offerings, confessing, rejoicing, urging, and praying, I dedicate them all towards enlightenment. So we have the whole list of those practices. The first one is the practice of offering prostrations. The second one is the practice of making offerings. The third one is the practice of confessing negativity. The fourth one is the practice of rejoicing. The fifth one is the practice of urging the Buddhas to teach, to turn the wheel of dharmas. And the sixth one is the practice of praying for them not to pass into parinirvana, praying for the teachers to stay for a long time, to have long lives. And finally, we have the act of dedication. So this is the brief presentation of those practices, and we go now into the beginning, start with verse 1, where we start with the prostrations. Now, we say that we start with prostration, but actually the act of prostration is presented in four verses. In the first verse, we have prostration with all three doors combined together. In the second verse, we have physical prostration. In the third verse, we have mental prostration. And in the fourth one, we have verbal prostration. So you can see actually in this particular presentation, the mental prostration is presented prior to the verbal one. Right? So we start with the first one, which is prostration with the three doors, through the three doors. So it says, to all lions among men, the Sugatas of the three times, to as many as they exist in the worlds of the ten directions, I prostrate to all of them without exception, with body, speech, and clear mind. Now, as you see, first of all, we need to identify in this verse who are the objects towards which we are prostrating. And it says here that it's not just one or two Buddhas, but rather it is the Sugatas of the three times. It's the Buddhas of all the three times. Not only of those of the three times, but it says to as many, to all of them, as they exist in this world of the ten directions. However many Buddhas exist, those of the past, of the present, and the future, these are the objects towards which I prostrate. And they're given the epithet lions among men. And to all of them, without exception, to countless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, I prostrate. I prostrate not only just with one single body, but I'm prostrating with countless bodies as well. Now, I'm prostrating with bodies which are equal to the number of atoms that exist in this world. Now, those who have actually attained higher levels of realization will be capable of manifesting these countless bodies. But for the rest of us, if we have not achieved this level yet, at least we can imagine, we can visualize that we are generating that many bodies. And all these bodies are prostrating, countless bodies are prostrating in front of countless Buddhas. And we're doing this in order to help eliminate the negativity and obscuration of countless sentient beings. It is important when we engage in this type of practices to keep into mind the four countless ones. There are four countless aspects, and these are going to be presented now.
Pomme, yin chobha la jarna yang pangmi je chong gongi ti ta jige yano dambu riri riri la pangmi je chong gongi o jige ta jige garisa go chok sokba yana o jige lab chenpo na jya chenpo yinba yandu pangmi je shuwa di o jige ta kanzi nga ba jeba kumdre nga ba o jige me la yibjan on jirasa ji rinpo ji warwa ti ta ten sangka marchi par kong jeba di doya chong chong go yandu दीवार को एक चांदे कौन का युवा मारे और द पीछे घोमा दी संभव ना को तीन होना और द एक चांगो ना ना पंमे ये गोनी चंद्र गुआ पंमे ये गोनी छुपा पर गुआ और द रिली जंदे याना कौन का जरी वाले ता दिनाय यंदु पंमे तंबो दी चिन्ह सदा शक्तिन जितना से और जो द जी चावेर पक्ते में बादी पंमे तंबो चावेर पक्ते में बाला मालू तेदक दकी मालू तेदक से दुना रंग लू ने दर्जी चांदान्या बा लू पक्ते में बा मरा मुआ जी दे पंमे निवा और द दी तेदक तम्चे ला से दुना समझे तम समझे पक्ते में बा को दुडो जांया को छेद से पंमे संभा जी और द देनी ने जी शक्यां शक जिन थरवा मायें बा और जी शक दर्जी चांदान्या बा री मरन साया दे पंमे ये गोनी चंद्रया पंमे ये गोनी चुपान बरवा और द तो लब चिंबो यें बा यें दु दिन
Now, this instruction actually of thinking about the four countless ones, it's an instruction that we find in the Sumbum of the fifth Dalai Lama in one particular text. It doesn't appear in the actual body of the text, but it appears, let's say, in the notes at the bottom of the page with small print, where it says it is important to whatever practice, whichever one of those seven limb prayers you do, to do it in conjunction with the four countless ones. So whether you are prostrating, you should do it on the basis of the four countless ones. If you're making offerings, equally you should do it in this way, and so forth. So, first of all, we're taking this prostration as our first example. You are prostrating towards countless objects of refuge. As you see here, the verse says that you are prostrating to the Sukhatas of the three times, to as many as they exist in the worlds of the ten directions. And you prostrate to all of them. Countless objects of refuge are the recipients of your activity. Then you are prostrating not with a single body, but with countless bodies. You emanate, or you think that you emanate countless bodies. And then you're doing it for the sake of purifying negativity and obscuration of countless sentient beings. And finally, it's not that you offer one prostration or a limited number of prostrations, but you are offering countless prostrations. So these are the four countless ones.
我觉得这个过程都没想起，但第二个你话的，咱另外一种不，人人你，就把印度，咱六级过你上十八的，从不就被毛泽东给解放，咱们就已经完成。现在的你离了台北，解放，刚来台北上十六，现在的，我等你奶奶就现在的你上对呢，我就那咱那个六百的没办的，就小金牛天就现在的几张当年不六，六点着就买木瓦机，咱你当木瓦也那里木瓦机，就提了，就吃完了，我台北也那点着这样个一话的。
So, having offered the first type of prostration, which combines prostration of body, speech and mind, we move now into the individual prostrations of the three doors, starting with the physical prostration. And the text says, through the strength of the prayer of noble contact, all the conquerors appear directly to my mind. I bow deeply with as many bodies as the atoms of the fields, and fully prostrate to all conquerors. So in this one, where we explain the physical prostration, you can see that this second aspect of prostrating with as many bodies as the atoms of the world is stated quite clearly. So one prostrates with countless bodies. If one has power over one's emanations, then one sends out countless emanations. If one has not attained that level of realization yet, then at least one thinks, one visualizes these countless emanations. And again, with these countless bodies, are prostrating towards the all of the Buddhas, so it says I prostrate to all of the conquerors, right? All the conquerors appear into my mind. And I do that in order to purify negativity and obscuration of sentient beings. I do it because I have faith in the strength of the prayer of noble contact. I have faith in this, in the prayer that it has the power to purify all of this.
我觉得你那几段，他的那过什么日子，我就过你上次吧，提到。我到第二一季过你上次吧，提到呢。他这几天呢，第二上季呢，上季四季月呢，又把到，这到九季月呢，嘛就，他们就接把到个公文，母语生的。我觉得就上季上上季上季不三八的是，我到特什么节庆不印度，他几当的就第二季庄当年不，就六百的没把谁啊，几当。 我就得几张当年不也拿的，下边报的没把手机就用张着我认定，他单单的得几个单呢是，得查了几个单呢，我就小金就认定看当年不，得日里，得日里张看当年不，上级他们就得几个单呢，上级就先报的没把，然后有不了没，第二样小金得几张当年不，上级上级三八的报的没把没了，过了。 固定一个，我的点点这里面，我今天我要节庆不应该玩了吧？点几个点呢？点这有的点一个点呢？第一张，三个点呢？第一张，我的点几张呢？年不，点这一般人都上级四级完了就把它点点几样呢？嘛的，他们就接把这个公安模式，点点我要几呢？点了一级过呢，我的几个一级个点点不过呢？一级级点不几啊？我的讲不几啊？是哪的？我的第一级小人定的。
Now we come to the next one, which is actually the mental prostration, and the text says, on every atom there are Buddhas as many as the atoms that exist, seated in the center of the sons of the Buddhas. Thus I appreciate that all Dharma spheres, without exception, are filled completely with conquerors. Now in the previous verses up to now we have explained how one prostrates towards countless objects of refuge with countless bodies, offering countless prostrations for the sake of helping countless sentient beings. And here we have this detailed explanation of how these objects of refuge are countless. It says you have to think that on every atom of the world there are as many Buddhas as the total number of atoms that exist. And each one of those Buddhas is actually surrounded by a circle, an entourage of bodhisattvas. So if this thing exists on one single atom, then you can imagine how many they exist if you put one atom next to the next, next to the next. So that thing really multiplies, really increases. So this is how we end up with these countless objects of refuge. And towards all these Buddhas, we're offering these prostrations.
另外一种，说是就六级烧着，一级烧着，但点的，但我给烧的，像那，这当我把没事讲做呢，像这样老讲做的，根据，就把根据用的来去，第二就把他们就打给多少些呢的，我就打点这个，就得几个点呢，就个上级级先，嗯，得几张当年把就有，第，为了上级得到一步，他那上级，上级三把不得没被固定的。 我就在电站了嘛，他就搁这个路过过年上才搁有话的，一进过年，对吧？几个有话的，我在我搁过年样样几样，那我是对呢。对了，东我得样，就离家长出门那啥吧，嗯，就在黄土顶一个出门那啥吧，这就在我的世界的，就地样在的街道干的像样搁有话的，对，但我不在没办上有话的，他的路人都就没像你样搁有话的。 刚言呢，就，第二季章当年不，六日里来养就嘛，六日里嘛养，我个养的养，就搿是个长眉部过年嘛，多我几个定义，我得定这个过年的，我个过年，像这话的定这一定。
And the case of mental prostration, we prostrate by actually generating faith and into the ability, in the qualities and abilities of the Buddhas, and by going for refuge. Now we move in the next one, which is the verbal prostration. And it says, with every sound of an ocean of melodies and oceans of these inexhaustible praises, I pronounce the qualities of all conquerors and praise all those gone to bliss. So Previously, you have visualized how on every atom of the world you have as many Buddhas as the atoms of the world. And each one of these Buddhas is surrounded by their entourage of bodhisattvas. And in front of those countless Buddhas and bodhisattvas, you are prostrating with countless bodies. And each one of your bodies actually has a set of mouths and tongues and a palate. And these mouths and tongues and palates, they're actually working towards pronouncing the qualities of these Buddhas. But they're not just pronouncing ordinary words, they're pronouncing, as it says here, a notion of inexhaustible praise. And they're pronouncing this with very melodious voices. So the voice that you produce, your countless bodies with countless mouths are praising the Buddhas with countless melodies. So this combination, in this way, you're offering your verbal prostration. Alright, so we will stop here for tonight, and although there is not too much time for questions, maybe we can have a limited number, not too many.
To do with the subject, or can I ask any other questions?
Ideally. Yes, please go ahead.
I just wonder, is there, you know, the differences to receive the oral transmission from a Lama and to just listen to the tape? What's the differences?
Rinpoche na di nga rong song lung yorwa lung raya, lung tobya ki che du dang jodan ni yore sa mika she gi lame ngune ki tsane juine korong song lung tobya yore sa mika she korong song jazin korda tena la kone lung tobya yore sa teni gi yaktu gi kebar yore wes kebar kare yore sa
ji da di karse go ji The Mongo Dizamaji, that Dunsan, not in the Kurtanga Yamarua. G in the Mandalon to the Jedi, long to ding ego, Gida, D. Tree Roni, that Juba Chicken is on the Kuo, Tenny Toguadi, Gida, Sedesananda, the Gigiwari. That you got the Gitinago Chachin of Manzum Bayena, no Ichido, Muago Guni, Ichigo Guni. That Dunsan Kota Delimar, he moves the Tisanga Union Bichina, Matuji Yu Samari. That Yanji Tilamanda Wingu Amari.
So the question was about receiving actually a transmission of the text and whether there is difference, and what exactly is the difference between receiving it directly in front of the teacher or receiving it, let's say, through listening to a tape recording of that transmission. And Rupsha says, well, if we want to say, you know, what is the perfect way of receiving a transmission, and if you want to say that you really have received this transmission, then you have to be in the presence of the Lama at the time where they're giving this transmission, and you should hear these words directly and generate hopefully some understanding from that. If you happen not to be present in this occasion, you could always listen to a tape. And you, again, when you listen to this tape, you have to listen to it with faith, with strong faith, and also, let's say, with the appreciation or just thinking that right now I'm in the presence of this teacher, although it is not the actual occasion. I'm just saying to actually receive, to fully receive the transmission, you have to be present in the occasion.
If we perform virtuous actions and we do not do any dedication of the merit at the end, in which particular way will those actions ripen? What results will they bring?
All right, so the question is, if we perform virtuous actions but at the end we do not do any dedication, how will these virtuous actions will ripen in the future? Rinpoche na kese nga rongso gewe le druwa ina, gesa dinre kewa ina, tamatina la nga rongso ngowa majawa ina, jela maomba la gewe le ki nangmi ki drepu kare kare yongiresa.
Ori da, ji ngowa ka ji mataba yana, ji dinre ka giwa ji yoyoba yuwa redi, ji pana ji kontru shiki chenpo na ji longwa yana kontru gesa nyongdo kuriwa. Ji yasi jewa le dosu karwa tanda sabo.
The case is that if you actually do not dedicate your virtue, although you have generated, there is always the danger of losing it, of destroying it. And a very good example of a destroyer of virtue is anger, strong anger. And it is said that a moment of anger can generate, can destroy, you know, a large amount, countless, you know, large accumulation of virtue. It is Arishandideva who has said that. But then again, that applies to virtue. That is not virtue that is generated through meditation on emptiness, because it says that particular virtue is not destroyed through anger.
There's
a thing like, you know, it goes back into this example of putting your money in the bank, right? If you have some amount of money and you decide to keep it under your pillow, it is always quite possible that a thief will break in the house and take away the money, will steal the money, and then you'll be robbed of the money and there wouldn't be anything left of it. But if you actually put it in the bank, you go through this process of depositing it and you sign a paper and they give you a receipt, so you feel somehow reassured that the money will be kept better in the bank.
A little question. I'm just not quite clear the connection between Samanta Bhadraj's prayer, if it was composed by Lord Buddha, what exactly is the connection with Samanta Bhadraj?
Now, all the Buddhist asanas actually have great qualities and they're all practicing and praying in a very good way. But Samanta Bhadra had some exceptional qualities. Samanta Bhadra had this vastness of mind. So this particular prayer is called the Samanta Bhadra prayer because it shows us how to do a prayer, how to do a dedication, how to do a practice according to Samanta Bhadra, the same way the Samanta Bhadra would do it. Right, so this is why the name appears in the title. Now the name Samanta Bhadra, when it translates good in all aspect, it's like Samanta Bhadra could not put a foot wrong, right? Everything he was doing, it was in terms of time, at all times he was doing it correct, he was doing it in an excellent way. With regards to all objects, he was always doing it correct in this great way. So this is how he becomes good in all aspects, noble in all aspects, in all ways.
Your question is, what is this prayer? Is it talk about Buddha or about the Samanta Bhadra? This is your question.
Yes, that was just what's the connection?
The Sanji Sungan, the Sanji Sumba, Kun Sambar, Sungan,
我记得的，上几个上来就上几个下让你上下个上几，养几个就，可是个上就三百多岁嘛了，上下呢，第一天搁了就上几个嘛，特产品，我得先去拿下个上几有的，养上几个下让嘛呢，就最多的搁了多少上几个月，最多你上下个，我得等到几上几个上来，就上几让个下让你，得没得嘛上来就没工。
And if the question was asked with the intention, like who exactly pronounced this prayer? Was it the Buddha? Was it Samantabhadra? Whose prayer is after all? Then the answer to that is that, of course, the Buddha could directly do a prayer, but in other occasions, through the blessing of the Buddha, through the power of the Buddha, those who were in the entourage, such as Bodhisattvas, such as Samantabhadra, could express, could pronounce such a prayer. Right? So although it could come, let's say, through the mouth of Arya Samantabhadra, it could still be the prayer that was composed, was conceived by the Buddha. 这边的，第，两点，就搞的这个，先的这个嘛，孟启华的先的这个送，第刚刚送，穿的在有个那的，就上级定员站的，嘛，也是闲的，就那第第些弄，第第些的是，我就在下里位这边修啊，第两点跑到先的这个，第第两些人是呢，没他妈上的就搞的这个没几个，就搞的这个。 人中的修啊，也那么几个嘛，就这外地，几个地人就在济南，就在种子地，我在那不地里那不些个啊么的，可能是修啊地南些的身上的这个，顶着个过年，几十年后过年，甚至老是，但这个过年都已经多过一万了吧。 It is similar to the occasion of the Heart Sutra. Now, when we look at the Heart Sutra, it says that it states, first of all, that in the beginning the Buddha was sitting in concentration. And as the Buddha was sitting in concentration, suddenly Shariputra had a question. And he asked this question to Chenrezig. And Chenrezig gave this detailed explanation. And if you look at the most part of the Heart Sutra, is actually this response that Chenrezig is giving to Shariputra. And when the answer is completed, is given, at that point the Buddha rises from his concentration, comes out of the concentration and addresses these two beings. And he says, well, it is exactly like that. It is exactly as you have said. No one needs to add anything into this particular answer. So again, you can see it is said it comes through the power of the Buddha, all this interaction, these questions and answers that took place.
Wanting to hear more about the eight bodhisattvas in ancient East Asia, we see them very prominently. I don't see them so much in the Tibetan artwork. What their role has with the
Yeah, I'm going to the Sangiki court and the Chanchu Simba Geyo Reza. Mindrawa Geyo Reza. Tankuranzo the Asia Gilumba Nala Drawa in a Kuranzo Chanchu Simba Mindrawa Geki Korlayan Kuranzo Tanga Mambu Jayore, Kundra Mambu Dinjayores. Young Aranzo look Garanzo Chenata, Tenala Seta Seta the Jesse Seta Gogimentusa, Amchela Gogimentusa. Kunso Game in Drawa Suinas, Karinas, Kunso Dinjay Ge. According to get to a kitchen and carinas, loju carinas, sounds.
You daddy, Carizago, you Sonji Jundin de la Maran, Kurzi Jidi, had a meet you let on, Lujan Lassavan, Kur, Tommy by Pogdeme by Yuari, that belong to Tangi, meet and Yanga Nona Yon, Tommy by Yuari, D. Yon, Nona Yonji, Kito Chivas in and Ziji Chiva. 就顶着有啊，是吧？我觉得顶着个那呢，你不是讲解释，我觉得就可就这种吧，当像就三八当，给那当忙不有啊，这的，对那呢要么就，他不是他妈就上几个，一直都顶个，给这个机会顶着个家里的，就顶不上啊，是吧？
Now, if we look at the actual entourage of Buddha Shakyamuni, we're seeing that it's a countless entourage. You can find gods, you can find humans, you can find nagas in the ranks of those disciples. You will find arhats, you will find bodhisattvas, you would have gelongs and so forth. A great vast number, countless sentient beings in there. But it is said that amongst all those, the prominent, the most famous, let's say, you know, the best of those disciples were actually this close group of eight sons, the eight sons of the Buddha, spiritual sons, the closest disciples. And these were this group of eight bodhisattvas. So though we talk about an entourage that is countless and includes countless types and levels of sentient beings, those eight bodhisattvas just happen to be the most predominant.
We're saying that actually the entourage of the Buddha was vast and it included many types of beings in different levels. And it is also said that within those ranks we would find also hearers and solitary realizers. But Rinpoche was saying that on a different level we can see not only those hearers and solitary realizers but also the eight bodhisattvas as being manifestations of the Buddha himself.
Now, this presentation that actually the entourage was composed out of hearers and solitary realizers and bodhisattvas such as Genrezig and so forth, that were actually seen as, on one level, they are explained to be manifestations of the Buddha itself, is a presentation that we find in Sutra. The presentation that you find in Tantra is that, first of all, the Buddha has the aspect of Dorje Chang, and then the entourage is made out of all the deities that we find in the mandalas of the four classes of Tantra. Now, going back into this presentation of Sutra that says that the entourage is made up of hearers, solitary realizers and bodhisattvas. Now, these particular aspects of the Buddha were manifested for the sake of generating faith and aspiring the disciples. So these varieties of levels of beings in the entourage were produced, were emanated and sent forward for the sake of taming disciples.
Or the that do then some jibo gangjing do sendi gism the yicha the zu na na jitin shamba di yang yicha gaji na na sangji yin sing yicha gaji na na sangju samba yin sing de yang ji sangju samba yin shiwa di tomo wang de shiwa ni wa tona sangji yin din do shang ni da sangju samba zi sang yuwa yin du zi tona wa par sangji ya ngun zeng gu yuwa rwa.
Now, also going back into the other texts that we were that we have been examining on Tara Tantra, right? We were talking about Arya Sangha, and we were talking about the protector Maitreya. So you might find the protector Maitreya in some texts referred to as being Bodhisattva. In other texts, it is referred to as being the Gerwa, right? As being the Buddha Maitreya. From the point of view of Sutra, he is presented as being one of the Bodhisattvas who is in the entourage of the Buddha. But again, he has to be. We have to understand, right, how this explain. Although we might have an explanation on these two different levels, sometimes appearing as a Buddha, sometimes appearing as a Bodhisattva. Nevertheless, he is a manifestation himself of Dorje Chang, of Buddha Vajradhara.
Right,
so we will stop here for tonight.
Jesus,